Redoubt Falls is the link between the Pacific Ocean and Redoubt Lake, and every year Sitkins fish for the sockeye salmon returning there to spawn. The falls also are home to a Forest Service fish weir, where workers keep track of the number of salmon climbing into the lake. Sea Alaska Corporation has selected 11 acres around the falls. The regional native corporation is entitled to select land under the terms of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, and it made this selection in 1975. But the issue came back into public view recently with news that federal survey crews will visit the site this summer to move the conveyance of the land forward. Andrew Tomes is executive director of the Sitka Conservation Society. He says his organization objects to the land being privatized.
This is a huge deal. Redoubt Lake is one of the most important resources on the Tongass for Sitkins. This is where families go to catch their sockeye and fill their freezer. And to take such a critical place and move it from public ownership to private ownership sets a huge precedent and would be terrible for the community.
I really think those kind of statements don't acknowledge what we really are.
Sea Alaska Vice President and General Counsel Jaylena Rougeau.
We were a vehicle that Congress created to secure native ownership of native land and to manage that land for the benefit of our native shareholders. There's a lot of preconceived notions about, you know, what would happen, and I think there's also just an assumption of the worst. And I really think people should talk to us and should understand that the BLM process really does protect pre-existing uses and rights, and also that we don't have control of the waterways even if we get the lands conveyed to us.
The 11 acres Sea Alaska has selected are around the falls that connect Redoubt Lake to Redoubt Bay. Arujo says the land was a seasonal village for the Kiksati clan of Tlingits. The site also has Russian history. As for subsistence fishing, Arujo says Sea Alaska can only select land, not waterways, and that people who fish there will still have access. Tomes, with the Conservation Society, points out that dip netters stand on the land, or at least tie up their boats, in order to catch sockeye. Still, Arujo says Sea Alaska has selected other sites already and maintained public access to them.
We generally take it on a case-by-case basis, and because of the important use as a subsistence area, we, of course, recognize the importance of subsistence uses in our communities, both for our shareholders and for those who live in those communities.
But beyond access concerns, Tomes says he also has environmental concerns.
If you control the Redoubt Falls and you own that, you pretty much own the whole watershed, because that's the core point for fish passage and for fishing.
The Forest Service has maintained a fish weir at the site continuously since 1982. Forest Service spokesman Ray Massey says his agency opposes the selection and has registered its objections with the Bureau of Land Management, or BLM. The Bureau is responsible for the federal land transfers. Federal land selections can move very slowly. Gerald Ford was president when Sea Alaska made this selection, and the Forest Service submitted its comments 6 years ago. The BLM's deputy state director for lands in Anchorage says it's not known why the process has taken so long. But if the land transfer moves forward, Massey says the Forest Service would at least like to continue its operations at Redoubt.
We would like easements over there for the public to use it. We'd like easements for our people to go over to continue the weir, and, you know, and easements for the weir itself. So that's the latest we're on record with BLM as far as, you know, what our likes and dislikes are.
Federal land surveys are set to take place this summer, and at some point, although it's not yet clear when, the BLM says members of the public will have a chance to offer their feedback as well. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.